following sermon was delivered at the 10:30 worship service at the United Methodist Church of Kent. Please enjoy.
If there is one word that characterizes what many people feel as they look at our world today, it is the word fear. Fear is so prevalent on so many levels that social commentators talk about how we live in a culture of fear. But of course, fear is nothing new for the human race. In the biblical story of the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve disobey God, and having alienated themselves from God, they hide themselves in the garden. When God calls out to them saying, "Where are you?" the man responds, "I hid myself because I was afraid." Here the story is describing our basic human condition since the dawn of time. We all turn from God. We forget God and go our own way, which is what the Bible is describing with the word sin. And as we separate ourselves from God, what we all experience is fear. In the story of Adam and Eve, the man goes on to say that the reason he is afraid is because he has no clothes. But that did not bother him before, and the only other person in the garden is his wife. So what exactly is making him afraid? What he is feeling at this point is not embarrassment, but vulnerability. He realizes that he is exposed and defenseless. Thus, the Bible illustrates the root of our human fear. In our alienation from God, we all realize that we are exposed to trouble, and trouble is coming at us from all different directions. Political and economic uncertainty, threats from ISIS, health troubles, conflicts, family difficulties. We face threats on endless levels, and beyond it all, there is the overwhelming threat of death. So we spend a lot of energy trying to hide ourselves from trouble or avoid it, but deep down, we realize that we are defenseless. Perhaps you've heard the story of two explorers who were on safari when suddenly a lion jumped in front of them. The one explorer said to the other, "Remember what we read in that book. If you stand still and look the lion in the eye, the lion will turn around and run away." "Sure," the other explorer said, "you've read the book and I've read the book, but has the lion read the book?" The problem is that our problems often don't run away, and if we stand alone against the great threats of life, we are truly defenseless and in serious trouble. The book of the prophet Zephaniah, from which I read a few moments ago, talks at length along this line. Zephaniah perceived that the people of Israel in their sinfulness had distanced themselves from God, and as they stood alone in the world, he spoke about a whole series of disasters that would be coming upon them. His book is full of gloom. The people had good reason to be afraid. But then, at the very end of the book, there is a sharp turn. As Zephaniah receives a message from God and proclaims, "Sing aloud, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more." Zephaniah perceives that God is going to act decisively for the salvation of his people. God is going to act in such a way that God will remove the sin of the people. God will turn away what threatens them. God will be in their midst, and therefore they need fear disaster no more. What Zephaniah proclaims is exactly what happens at Christmas. It is highly significant that in the Christmas stories, the most recurrent refrain is, "Fear not." When an angel appears to Zechariah to announce the birth of John the Baptist, the angel says, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah." When the angel appears to Mary, again the angel says, "Fear not." When the angel appears to Joseph, again we hear, "Joseph, do not be afraid." And to cap it all off, when the angel appears to the shepherds, the first words pronounced to them are, "Fear not." And why do we not need to be afraid? It is because God in Christ is doing exactly what Zephaniah proclaimed. In the birth of Jesus Christ, God comes into our midst, which is why Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. In Christ, God acts to take away our sin, taking away the judgments against us, as Zephaniah put it, restoring us to fellowship with God. Through Christ, God turns away our enemies, as Zephaniah said, including the greatest enemy of death. If we are on our own in this world, we do have reason to be afraid. But now, Zephaniah proclaims, God is in our midst. And so, truly, we need fear disaster no more. Thus, the Christmas story invites us to turn from fear to faith. And this is exactly what we see Zechariah and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds doing as they hear the call to fear not. They each had plenty of reason to be afraid in this world, but they responded to the Lord in faith. So we are called to trust in God who is with us, to open ourselves to how God would be at work now in our lives, and to share in how we can be a part of the story of the good news of Jesus Christ. In faith, we receive Christ to dwell in us, and when we do that, we no longer need be afraid. We may continue to live in a world that is full of threat and full of fear, but we do not have to be people of fear. We can be people of faith, and so we can journey in real hope and share with Christ in bringing light to the world. Let us pray. O Lord, in our world today, there is so much darkness and threat. There is so much that could indeed make us truly afraid. But guide us, O Lord, to take hold of the good news of Christmas, that you have come into our midst. You are here with us now to work in our lives with forgiveness, with healing, with uplifting and renewing power. You are here to guide us in life and to shine your light on our way so that, Lord, we can journey with you. We can journey with all the people of faith, growing together in faith and reaching out then in mission and compassion to the world. We do reach out to others in this time who are in times of particular need. We think of those who are dealing with illness, those who have lost loved ones, those who are dealing with serious challenge in life. We pray, Lord, that they might find new strength and hope and healing in your presence with them. And we pray, Lord, you would guide us, that your light might indeed shine in and through us, that we might be instruments of your compassion and your peace. Lead us, O Lord, as tonight we indeed put our trust in you, taking hold of the good news of Christmas and lifting our hearts to you in thankfulness and praise. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the United Methodist Church of Kent Sermon Podcast. For more information about the church and to read Dr. Palmer's notes from the pastor blog with more about today's topic, visit www.kentmethodist.org.